Wretchedsinner.blogspot.com.
What is wrong with the world? There's obviously something wrong with the world. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, were the things on earth or things in heaven. And although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds. Stop. Hostile in mind and engaged in evil deeds. What is wrong with the world? You are the crowning glory of the creation of God. You are created to live and bring glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ, and instead, you are hostile toward the one by whom and for whom you were created. That is what's wrong with the world. God's so powerful and so good. How come bad stuff happens? Here's how you ask that question properly. How on earth can a holy and righteous God know what I did and thought and said on yesterday and not kill me in my sleep last night? You ask it that way and we can talk. Until you ask the question that way, you don't understand the issue. Until you ask the question that way, you believe the problem is out there. Until you ask the question that way, you believe that there are somehow some individuals who in and of themselves deserve something other than the wrath of Almighty God. Until you ask me the question that way, until you flip the script and ask the question this way and say, why is it that we are here today? Why has he not consumed and devoured each and every one of us? Why, oh God, does your judgment and your wrath tarry? When you ask it that way, you understand the issue. When you ask it the other way, you believe in the supremacy of man. You flip the question around, you believe in the supremacy of Christ. I start with me as the measure of all things. The problem is, I judge God based upon how well he carries out my agenda for the world. And as a result, I want a God who is omnipotent but not sovereign. If I have a God who is omnipotent but not sovereign, I can wield his power. But if my God is both omnipotent and sovereign, I am at his mercy. What is wrong with the world? Me. Why am I here? To bring glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. How can what is wrong be made right? By the penal, substitutionary, atoning death of Christ. The supremacy of Christ in truth, in redemption. That cannot be made right any other way. Yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death in order to present you before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach. If indeed you continue in the faith, firmly established, steadfast, not moved away from the hope of the gospel that you have heard, which was proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, was made a minister.